Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on the program tonight, markets and company news, and it is a Wednesday, and that means Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Let's start off with a little bit of good news, Fahima, and good evening to you. Inflation easing for a fifth consecutive month. In your opinion, what's driving it, and more importantly, is it sustainable?
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, so it's good to see it's now at its lowest level since almost 4 years ago, coming in at 2.8% on an annual basis, which is quite a sharp fall from the 3.8% we saw in the previous month. So if we look at the main drivers there, it seems like it was the falling fuel price with petrol and diesel prices down 5% if we compare that to September, and quite a big 19% lower compared to 1 year ago. And then we're also seeing some further support come from food and non-alcoholic beverages, where we're finally seeing the food inflation slowing to about 3.6%, its lowest rate since November 2019 there. That's been quite sticky in the past few months. So I think it's quite a positive development. Whether it's sustainable, I do think it does depend a lot on the oil price, given that that's really contributed quite a lot towards it falling.
A little earlier on in the program, we were talking to an economist about the potential for a 50 basis point cut tomorrow. General consensus is 25 BPS. But this is one way or another that this does provide the central bank and the Monetary Policy Committee with a little bit more wiggle room.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think it definitely provides the data that is needed to pave the way to see further interest rate cuts. And while we might only just see a 25 basis point tomorrow, we're just getting this rate cutting cycle started. So there will probably be a lot more to come in the next year if things progress as it is with the inflation coming off.
So let's work our way through a couple of company results now. 91 reporting a challenging first half. Headline earnings per share down 12%. The reason: demand for risk-on strategies remain muted. What's your reading?
Yes, it's been a tough half. Numbers were quite disappointing. Reported net outflows of £5.3 billion, while the headline earnings per share were down 12% to 7.8 pence. So even though there was positive performance in bonds and equities, like you said, what really impacted those results has been the weak demand for emerging market at-risk strategies, and that impacted the ability to produce new business. On the bright side, though, they did say they are seeing some improvement in inflows since September. So hopefully the worst is behind. And then I saw they also recently announced an agreement with Sanlam to become Sanlam's primary active investment partner and to gain access to their distribution network. So I think this should be quite helpful in terms of improving its position in South Africa.
Fahima, just remind us again what Reunert does, and tell us what's behind the growth in its net asset value.
So Reunert's basically an investment holding company. So it holds stakes in other companies, some listed, some unlisted. Its biggest stake is British American Tobacco. And that's basically what's been contributing to the growth we're seeing now in their NAV in the first half. So the net asset value was up 6.6%. And that's just, like I said, you know, due to the increase in fair value of British American Tobacco and some of the other investments in Pension Insurance Corporation Group and Prescient China Funds. So just looking at that performance of British American Tobacco, it's recovered quite nicely, up almost 23% year to date. And they also benefited from sizable dividends that was received from British American Tobacco and from the Pension Corporation, which also seemed to help boost that NAV.
And finally, let's look at Momentum itself, new business boosting the company's first quarter.
Yeah, so it was a good first quarter to kick off that 2025 financial year. If we look at the sales, that increased by 5% to almost 21 billion rand, and that was driven by growth in life annuities and new business volumes from Momentum Investments. Looking at the assets under administration from Momentum Wealth, that was up quite sharply by 17%. And the Africa side of the business performance was also quite strong, with sales increasing 25%, supported by good sales in Namibia, Botswana, and Lesotho. Then looking at the Metropolitan Life and Momentum Insurance business, we're also seeing some progress there after they put in place some turnaround strategies. So, yeah, all looks on track for now.
Having said that, though, the company also says operating environment is challenging, but we've heard this before, cautiously optimistic.
Yes, I think most companies are making the comment that while we are seeing some recovery, they all are still quite cautious. But momentum has been doing quite well. I mean, it's up almost 37% year to date. But yeah, I guess we're not out of the woods just yet. We'll have to wait for a few more rate cuts before it gives them a bit more comfort.
And news on those rate cuts we will get tomorrow. And obviously, there'll be full coverage and reporting on this program. My thanks tonight to Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.